Dunkin' Cold Coffee can be brewed at home in your Keurig coffee maker with Dunkin' Cold K-Cup Pods. Just brew it hot over ice and enjoy flavor that's crafted to serve cold. The home with Dunkin' is where you want to be.
The legend of Cayman Jack is just around the corner. Mixed with blue agave nectar, real lime juice, and cane sugar for the perfect balance of sweet, salty, and sour every time. Discover legendary taste with Cayman Jack, America's number one margarita. Premium flavored malt beverage. Please drink responsibly. All registered trademarks used under license by American Vintage Beverage Company, Chicago, Illinois.
Hi guys, welcome to Third Wheel with Jenny Mullen. Today there are three of us, so I guess you guys are my fourth wheel. Jason.
Hi, baby.
Hi, baby.
How are you?
How are you?
I'm good. I'm curious as to what we're going to talk about right now.
What?
You haven't prepped me at all.
I didn't want to prep you because today Sissy is over, your sister is here, and I kind of want her to tell us the story of how she and Gabe got back together. Because it is pretty great.
It's a great story.
It's a great story, right?
It is, yeah.
What do you think about him? I still haven't met him.
I love him.
Am I going to be into this guy?
I think so. I know so. He's great. He's super chill.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, here she comes.
Okay.
He's great. I think you're going to like him a lot.
All right. Well, let me
see. Very sweet. Laid back.
Good sense of humor?
Yeah. Chill. It's not like, he's not like, at least not yet with me or, you know, that I've seen. He's not like outwardly like sort of making a lot of jokes and stuff, but he has a clearly.
Is she still the funnier one in the relationship?
By all accounts thus far, but he clearly has a great sense of humor. And actually, that's not true. He cracked a couple jokes. As we've been, like, he was like making the, that cart today for the kids. He's putting that together. He made.
Yeah. Jason thinks he has potential to be funny, but not necessarily that he's on your
I haven't
level
seen enough yet, but I think as I'm getting to know him more, I've seen him a couple of times, and I feel like he's letting his guard down a little more, maybe.
Well, Katie Couric now knows that Cher is the funniest one in your family. That is confirmed.
Right. Understood.
Will we be seeing, I mean, like, are we going to travel with these people?
These people. You mean Shara and my sister?
Yeah,
and
like, her. Is he the type that's going to want to roll with us, or is he the type that's going to be like, I don't really want to hang out with
I think he's
those
just,
whack jobs.
I think he's down for whatever. I think he's DTF.
All right. Well, right now, guys, Shara's sitting here, but before I gave her the mic, I wanted her to try my homemade Butterfingers. What do you think? Keep in mind, they're a healthy version, so don't hold them to the same
standard. I think they're pretty good, but she hasn't commented. It's been too long that she's been chewing without a comment.
She's analyzing. They're really good. What are your thoughts?
They're really good.
Yeah.
The middle,
yeah,
the Butterfinger part, is bomb.
It's bomb, right?
It's, yeah. So they're,
okay, yes.
The true Butterfinger is a milk chocolate.
Yeah, you're right. That's
true. It was the dark chocolate that threw me.
So it's not dark, it's actually Hue chocolate. And it's made with coconut sugar. There's no weird alcohols or any sort of anything that could damage your little bodies. It's pure. It's basically cacao, pure cocaine from Colombia, some cocoa butter and coconut sugar. I believe that's it.
No, they're really good.
How good is the inside, though?
The inside is just like, oh my God. Give that to me in milk and...
Right?
Now, can you do a milk version?
I could dip them in milk, yeah.
All right.
I saw Jason eating a Hershey's Kiss that he has hidden somewhere in this house, so I'm sure there's more where those come from.
I just discovered Easter candy.
Or came from, rather. Easter candy?
Yeah.
Jason. The best thing about our kids, though, I will say, is that, like, they binge the first day of their Halloween candy, and then they sort of have this weird thing where they forget they had the candy.
Or, you know, they like to just...
And it just becomes Jason's.
Yeah.
Protect it for months.
Protect it from Jason, who is known in our house as steals food in the night.
True.
All right. So we're here today with Shara Biggs, and she is in a new relationship that really isn't that new, because she's with somebody that she dated over 10 years ago.
11 and a half, to be exact.
Mm-hmm. 11 and a half years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So take me back, introduce me to this relationship, how it ended, bring me up to speed.
11 and a half years ago, I was one of the few times I was actually set up. It was a parent.
Mm-hmm.
One of my students, their mom, during a parent-teacher conference, which was a little unexpected, she was like, "Are you single?" And I said, "Yes." She's like, "Because I just have somebody that I think you would be like great for. Like, I just think you guys would be amazing together. Like, would you be open to, you know, being set up? Would you be open to talking to this person?" And I was like, "Why not? Who cares?" I think I had just turned 30. I was like, "Yeah, you know, I was single and just down to meet people." So she's like, "Okay, awesome, because it's my brother." And I was like, "Okay." So she's like, "I'm going to bring in photos tomorrow and so you can see him." And this was back when it was like, no, she didn't show me on her phone. Like the next day she dropped off her, she brought
hard copies,
dropped off her son.
Oh my God.
At the door, walks into the classroom and she's like, "Oh, here, this is for you." And hands me an envelope. Inside are three photos of her brother.
Of his penis?
I wish. No, it was, they were actually weird shots. It was like him in the backseat of a car.
Just shots like, that he didn't know were to ever taken of him.
Yeah.
The back of his head at a movie theater.
It was just like, it was so random.
Now, aerial shot from.
Yeah. I mean, now here's the honest truth. When I looked at those photos, I thought he was cute. I wasn't like, "Oh my God." I definitely...
He wasn't Chris Hemsworth or anything.
No.
Okay. Hemsworth? Isn't that his name?
Sure.
Hemsworth. Hemsworth. I'm Chris Hemsworth.
Leona Helmsley and Chris...
Yeah, I was thinking more Leona Helmsley, actually. But but Sylvia just told me she's into Chris Hemsworth. She likes his accent. All right, so he wasn't Thor.
Like, he wasn't Thor, but I definitely was like, okay. But what I really said to myself is, am I going to say no at this point? Like, okay, the photos have been handed to me. What am I going to say to her? Like,
totally. No. You were locked in.
Like, it didn't matter what he looked. He could have been Quasimodo.
Right.
He could have looked like Quasimodo. And I would have still been like, give him my number. Like, call
Tell him to call me.
Tell him to call me. Like, at that point, I'm like, okay, I got myself locked in. Here's my number. So, yeah, sure enough, it was like, it was March of 2011, right? Yeah. So he called me, I think it was a Sunday night, and we talked for like a few hours that first night. We hit it off. We talked the next night. We went on our first date a week later, and it went fast. We were dating then, like, you know, for the next 3 months. We went away together.
But you were fully into him right away? Like,
I was. Mm-hmm.
Wait, okay. I was repositioning myself. So
now Jason's on my mic. You guys, he's on my shoulders.
Wait. What was your first date?
We went to a restaurant in Ridgewood that's no longer there.
Did he pick you up?
No.
We met there?
Mm-hmm. We met there. And, you know, this is after talking for like however many hours on the phone.
Oh, you had been talking to him a ton. I remember.
Exactly.
That's right.
So
you already. Yeah. Okay.
And yeah, the dinner was fine. It went well. Like, I definitely, you know, I liked him. I remember he walked me to my car that night and after. And I think he said we didn't hook up. We didn't kiss that first night.
Why do you seem you don't remember?
I thought we did, but he said we didn't.
Was this before you dated the one-legged guy or after?
After. No, before. Before, because I just told him recently about one leg. So he just...
That's also a classic. We may need to have you on again to tell us that story.
But he did remind me that first night, that very typical of something I would do, he walks me to my car. And because I was babysitting, God knows who I was babysitting at that point, but I had a car seat in the back. It might have been Sid's car seat. Who the hell knows? No, Sid wasn't even born yet. I had a car seat in the back seat of my car. And he's like, "Oh, what's with the car seat?" And I'm like, "What do you mean? I didn't tell you? Like, I have a baby." And he's like, "You do?" And I'm like, yeah. So of course I did this whole bit where I'm like, "Nah, I'm just fucking with you." And he's like, "Oh, okay." Like, totally just
he's
like
making, scared.
Totally just making shit up, of course, you know, right away.
More by the mouth, yeah. Sorry.
So
Jason's adjusting Shara's mic. At
I
the
wasn't
moment.
Talking
Sorry.
Close enough to the mic. Okay. My apologies. so anyway, so it moved fast. It was like, it was one of those, it's like the people you date where you didn't say you were boyfriend or girlfriend, but you knew you were like already in kind of committed thing that you weren't seeing any other people. You just didn't say like you were committed, but we definitely were committed. And it moved fast. We went away together.
Where'd you go?
So that April, I had spring vacation from school. And we had talked about going away. Oh, because I was supposed to go out to California to see you guys. And something changed. And I told him, like, oh, yeah, no, I'm not going out now. And I guess I was bummed, like, ah, oh, that sucks. Like, I was going to do something. He's like, well, we can do something. And I was like, really? He's like, yeah, what do you want to do? And I think I told him, I think I said, like, I've never stayed at a bed and breakfast. And he was like, oh, yeah? He's like, well, there are some cute ones, like, in, like, Salem or Mystic. And I was like, all right, sign me up. So we drove to, I think it was Mystic, and spent the weekend there, went to a winery. You know, it was fun, but there were issues along the way.
Like, so this
you
is...
You gloss over that?
No.
What were the issues?
Jason, stop.
Sorry.
So this is when Shara, like, sort of started to melt down, because I remember getting these phone calls. Mm-hmm. We were in L.A., and she was calling us very, very upset. From the bed and breakfast, telling us, I don't know what to do. I don't think this is working out. What was going on for you at this point in time?
So it was very...
Did we mention also that he's 10 years older? Did we say that?
No.
Because I think that that's important just for context. It's like he was able to take you on like a grown-up date. Like
yes.
He took you away
yes.
to a bed and breakfast. This wasn't... another 30-year-old guy
no.
that you were dating.
In fact, I was 30. He was 42.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I would say he was the first real mature man that I was dating and did, like, mature things. You know, he's a big wine connoisseur, and he just, like, his hobbies and his passion were things that I just were never exposed to.
Mm.
So here I am going to these wineries, and he's, you know... bringing all these fancy different rosés for me, and just, you know, it was awesome. But the more time we spent together, the more I saw some red flags. And the red flags were things like, okay, we started dating that March. Now it's the middle of April. We're going on this, you know, little vacation for the weekend to bed and breakfast. It's a, what, 3-hour car ride. We're in the car, and I just had a problem with the fact that he never once leaned over and touched me. He never went to touch my hand or put his hand on my leg. And I just thought that was odd. Listen, it's not about like being all over me, but when you're dating for like not even 2 months, like, I'm sorry, you can't keep your hands off each other. That's the honest truth.
Like, she's like, everyone that I dated before had their hands all over me.
I just, that's just one example.
Or that's just being 42. As somebody...
Yeah.
Who's for like, basically 42?
Yeah.
But yes and no, because, okay, so that's one example. Here's the other one. So we get to the bed and breakfast. Now, he does something that he considers very sweet, and it was very sweet. When he booked the bed and breakfast, he got whatever, you know, he talked to the woman about getting it set up so that when we walked in, there would be champagne and strawberries and all this stuff waiting on the bed for us. When we entered. So we walk in, and yes, it was very sweet. We sit down, and I remember him making a toast, a very 42-year-old mature thing to do. He makes a toast, and he said something like, here's to us and this amazing weekend. And I remember we cheers, and that was it. How do you not lean in and kiss me?
Mm.
Like, I'm sorry. Like, I'm not saying right. your tongue needs to be down my throat, but again,
right.
There was
that's a kissable weird. Moment.
That's a kissable.
It was freaking you out.
It was freaking me out, because I think what I'm ultimately saying is that if we weren't in the bedroom actually having sex,
yes.
he was not capable of showing me any affection in
but
any
did
way.
Did you ever make the first move ever?
I mean, I honestly couldn't tell you. I felt like I tried. You know, like that night we got ready, we're going to a fancy restaurant. I spent like God knows how many hours in the bathroom getting ready. I came out.
God knows how many.
And I remember him like not commenting on how I looked.
Mm.
But yet in the bedroom, he was like crazy.
Yes.
So our sex life was great, but he could not connect to me. That's the best way I could put it. I remember being so like upset that week, and I remember calling you guys like hysterically crying. Like I was really like hysterical. I was so upset because I could feel it. Like something was not right. Like he wasn't really there. He was there, but he wasn't. And things just got worse. Like the more time we spent together, like I remember going, so the final straw was that Memorial Day weekend. I'm hanging out at his house and we're sitting down, we're watching a movie. And I just felt like so lonely. Like this guy's next to me, but he's not really here. And that was getting me so upset. Like I just couldn't connect with him unless we were in the bedroom.
What's his sign? Just out of curiosity.
So his birthday is in July. So is he the end of July? What is that? Cancer or no?
Leo?
Leo. He's Leo, actually. You're right.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. Okay.
What is a Leo? What's the deal with Leos?
They don't like affection. They don't like affection.
A lot of bravado. I mean, Leo is usually a pretty like boisterous, loud, loyal, intense leader type of sign.
Well, here's where it gets good. So Memorial Day weekend, I'm like really now like getting fed up because I feel like I have something great and I'm into him, but I need more. I don't know at that time what it is. Like I wasn't looking for a relationship. I wasn't looking for anything like that. I just needed more of a connection. For me, it's really important. And it's not just about the physical. It was just obvious in that.
That was lacking.
That was lacking. Again, if we weren't like in the bedroom, it was like all of a sudden he did not know how to be with me.
Hold your hand.
Exactly. Yes. Pay attention to me. Mm-hmm. Touch me. Cheers and
check
kiss.
In.
He couldn't check in.
There's sex and there's intimacy.
He couldn't be intimate. That's a great point, brother. See, that's a great point.
I'm bad at both.
Let me. You are. Let me.
My God.
Funny because it's true. So, what about this is. Little gross that I'm asking my sister about this.
But. Ask me in my ear. Don't freak the audience out. Oh, so would you guys cuddle like after sex?
Good question.
Because the word he used was postcoital, and that is disgusting.
What's wrong with that?
That's a really good question.
Can you guys cuddle after sex?
Sure.
I don't. You know what? I would have to ask him. I don't remember. Maybe like for that initial like come here for a second.
Yeah.
But it wasn't like put it this way. I can tell you right now, it was not where we were falling asleep in each other's arms. No.
Okay. Okay.
So,
yeah. So she ends up calling me.
Oh, yeah.
And I give her this gem of advice.
Her exact words? Oh, no. Oh, no, no, no. You need to fix this right now. You need to pull the fucking rug out from under him now.
It's literally what I said. I said, pull the fucking rug out from under this guy's ass. You need to tell him that you're done.
Mm-hmm.
Or he's going to have to change.
Yep. So I drive home. I wasn't even supposed to leave.
That was my 32-year-old advice.
I leave his house and now I'm talking to Jenny and I'm like pumped up. I'm like, you're right. I deserve better than this. Like, fuck this. Like, yep. He's so lucky I'm even talking to him.
Exactly.
I call him the next day and I did just what Jenny said. I pulled the rug and I was like, I'm not happy. And I listed all the reasons and all the things that I felt that, you know, that he was not providing me. And he turns around and says, I'm so sorry. I didn't realize, but it sounds like from what you're saying, like we're probably on two different, you know, we're not maybe as compatible as we thought we were. And we're not. You know, we're different people and maybe we're just better off as friends. I'm so sorry. Like, I didn't mean to do those things. But I'm clearly not making you happy. And I was like, yeah. So now make me happy.
Exactly.
Like, hello. And he was like, yeah, no. So like, okay, sorry, bye. And I'm like, wait, what?
So
like,
weird.
What?
I need to have a sit down with him. I want to know how a guy hears that. From a hot little 30-year-old and doesn't say, I better pull my shit together.
Yeah.
Okay, so now he...
You want intimacy? Oh, yeah. I'll show you intimacy.
Yeah, get over here.
I couldn't believe... I hung up that phone and I remember calling you back like, are you joking?
She did. I did exactly what you said.
It's over now. Like I didn't.
Jenny, it's over.
Like I didn't. Like I didn't want it to be over. I just wanted him to like shape up. Like that was never my intent. Here's a moment of truth. I was so pathetic. I was so upset that this guy, it was definitely an ego thing too, don't get me wrong, because I was like, listen, I was into him, but it wasn't like, oh my God. It was definitely an ego thing. I was like, listen, I am this hot little 30-year-old, and like, you should be like, thanking God you're with me.
Yes.
So for him to just be okay to end it, I had a hard time. The next day, but so pathetic. I actually text him, like, I don't even know what I said, but it was something along the lines of, can we just forget about everything I said on the phone the other night? I really am happy. And
no.
I mean, like, pathetic. Like, that's how upset I was. I remember being at work and on my lunch break texting him, like, it came out wrong. I don't want to stop seeing each other. And I remember, I don't have the text anymore, but I wish I did. He turned around, like, in a very mature, polite way and said, you know, I appreciate what you're saying, and that's very sweet of you. I do think it's best that we do remain friends at this point. And I was just like, that was just a dagger. Like,
whoa.
Yeah.
What the fuck is his problem?
Yeah. So,
have we heard now the flip side of what he was thinking?
Exactly. We have. So anyway.
So then hold on. But then after that, there's a couple. There's like that Irish dude, that hot Irish guy.
Oh, there was tons.
Baby, shut up. He's going to listen to this. You don't need to recall everybody. Oh,
yeah. Yeah. No, there were a bunch of people. Tons and tons.
Chris Hemsworth was one of them.
Tons and tons.
And Leona Helmsley.
And Leona Helmsley's imaginary son.
Yeah.
One of your friends, too.
Vic D'Amico was there.
Vic D'Amico was in that line. No, I think he was before, but still, I want to throw him in. Shout out to Vic.
Shout out to Vic D'Amico.
Was he the only one of my friends you hooked up with?
Nah.
No, be honest. Come on. Was he the only one? Or Frost?
Ew.
Exactly.
I mean, no.
I just wanted to get that reaction. Wait, what'd you do? You did something with Frost.
Wait.
You kissed him.
No.
Who didn't? Allison?
I think Crazy Jen jerked him off, didn't she?
Yes. That's it.
Yeah, Crazy Crazy Jen jerked him off.
Did you hook up with any
Didn't
of my
Jason
other friends?
Hook up with Crazy Jen too?
And I think I remember she jerked him off and she's like, whoopsie, he came all over the hotel pillows. I was like, what?
Was this in my hotel? Or?
In the living room. In one of the living rooms in the hotel. I'm like, what?
Oh, like not pillowcase
no,
pillows.
No, in those type pillows.
Decorative pillows.
I was like, oh God.
Oh
yeah.
My God. I probably paid for Leiden Frost's cum pillows.
Yeah.
And had you no idea them. About mm-hmm. it?
You have no idea. You had no idea.
Wait, who else did you hook up with of my friends?
That was it.
Jason!
I'm just curious.
You're getting us off topic.
Allison hooked up with Don back in the day.
Yeah, that I remember. Yeah, okay.
So, what is his side of this?
So, you want to hear his side before we go down?
I don't know.
Do
we keep
to the reunited and then
no.
go back?
I want to first... I don't know. God, it's so good. I think keep going. Let's continue with where your story left off.
So, you know, I was upset for a few weeks. Just again, my ego was bruised. Went out to California with you guys that summer. Time passed. What hurt me the most, honestly, what really hurt me the most was that I had still tried to be in contact just as friends afterwards.
Yes.
And we had met up. We needed to meet up one time before I was leaving that. It was the end of June before I was going to California. So I could get all the stuff for my cat because I decided I was bringing my cat by his house too during that time, which...
Oh, God.
He never had animals in his house, was never an animal person. And when he started dating me, I'm like, can I bring my cat by you? And he was like, sure, because that's how he is. He's just such a nice guy. So
you had to go retrieve your cat that was then living with him.
So we met at, no, all the cat's stuff, his litter, another litter box and all his food. So we met at a diner that was midway. And I remember him being very, what I consider cold, but I guess he would say just more distant. And it was obvious that he did not want any sort of relationship with me. And I was very hurt by that because I have never hooked up with somebody and not remained friends with them. So I was really upset. I might have texted him a few times that summer and he'd always respond back, but it was just clear he wanted nothing to do with me. Mm. So I was all right. I also thought about it and, when I reflected on that short time that we had together, somehow my brain, instead of saying, oh, clearly he was detached and couldn't connect for whatever reason, I looked at it as he's gay.
That's the only reason he wouldn't want to be with this.
Yeah. He has to be gay, right? I mean, he has to be gay. And yeah. That's what I told myself.
I remember her saying, it's so sad his sister doesn't know that he's gay.
Well, don't worry, because then I told her.
So no, stop.
No, what do you mean? I called her after we stopped hooking up, and I was like, can I ask you something? Have you ever thought about your brother, like, being gay? God. And she was just like, I mean, I don't think he is. But,
see, I can't believe you.
Yeah. I was just, like, so pissed that, like, I felt so, my ego was so bruised. I'm just like, well, you know what? I think it's really weird that blah, 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 blah. And I think it's weird that he can't do this. And I think it's weird that whatever. And I remember her saying something like, he comes from an old school Italian family. Like, parents are, you know, they only speak Italian. So I remember her saying, well, I can tell you this, like, nothing would ever change if my father was alive. And that was all I needed to hear. Be like, bingo, see, he's gay.
Yep, he can't come out because the father's still alive.
Yep, and I remember saying to her, like, what was I, like a guinea pig or something, just to see? Like, I was like...
Oh, whoa.
Yeah. So I pretty much told his family he was gay, and then we didn't talk. Went about my life, like my brother mentioned, was doing my thing, met some real cuties. Mm-hmm. 2 years later.
Yes.
2 years later, I get a text, and it's Gabe. Now, I haven't heard from him at all.
For 2 years, you didn't hear from him?
Nope, for 2 years.
Wow. Anything through the sister?
Nope.
Because now she had moved on. Her kid wasn't in your class.
Her kid's
anymore.
Not in my class anymore. During that year, that following year, actually, I remember we have something called, like, Special Persons Day at our school. And I remember it's the day, like, you would bring, an aunt or an uncle. And I remember seeing him walking in the courtyard for school and, like, looking up and seeing him and thinking to myself, like... Like, he probably is so uncomfortable being here because he knows I'm here.
Yeah.
But, yeah, no, he never stopped by to say hi. Anyway, so I'm like, fuck that guy. I'm not lying when I say I got over him so fast. He would be the last person I'd ever hook up with again. I would never give him the time or day. Cut to 2 years later, and I get a text, and it's a photo of, like, the pamphlet for the bed and breakfast we stayed at. And he's like... sends me something, like a photo, and he's like, oh, look what I got in the mail. Because, like, every year during that time, he would get, like, I guess their whatever.
Yeah.
As a reminder to, like, come back to the place. And I was like, huh, okay, that's cool. And then he was like, how are you? Blah, blah, blah. I was thinking we could get dinner.
Whoa.
Uh-huh. Yep. I was like, oh, okay. I don't think you guys might, I don't even know if you know this. So I was still living in River Edge at this point. So I'm like, all right, yeah, you know what? Now I'm doing my thing. I'm totally over this guy. I'm like, all right, let's get dinner. So we meet at this Mediterranean place down the block from me. And we go out to dinner. And I can tell he's, like, totally trying to get back in. And I'm just not feeling it. Had a nice dinner. He did pick me up at my apartment, obviously, because at this point, you know, we had already done the deed. He drops me off. He pulls into my driveway, and he just goes for it. He starts making out, shoving his tongue down my throat, like, no, grabbing my tits. And I'm like, I remember, like, saying, oh, no, my neighbors, like, I can't, like, oh, yeah, let me, oh, yeah, yeah, like, kissing him real quick, just, like, and then getting the fuck out of the car, because I knew in that moment, like, I want nothing to do with him again.
Oh, my God.
How do you think you, was it because you had met other guys, because you really, like, convinced, like, why do you think you got so over
because,
him? Were you just like, oh, he, because, what was I thinking?
Yeah. Because I was so turned off by the way he handled the end, like, not talking to me. And
okay. Jason, she felt so burned by him.
Yeah.
When a guy does that to you, when a guy, like, fucks around with your ego like that, and then comes groveling back because they all come back in the end.
Of course.
You're waiting for that moment to just be like, big mistake, motherfucker.
Yeah, why do you think I went out to dinner? Like, damn straight you want this.
She took him out to dinner to just, like, fucking rub his face in it.
Exactly.
Her boobs?
So I remember. So, of course, I couldn't tell him face to face, though, that I have no interest in him. I just, like, kissed him for a second and was like, no, my neighbors. Okay, call me. And I ran inside.
I'll be ghosting your ass.
Yeah. Well, I actually didn't ghost him. What I did was, I remember he texted me, like, a minute later. He was like, it was so great to see you. Like, you know, I'll call you when I get home. And I just, like, wrote him this big long thing like, Gabe, I think it's better that we're that we remain friends.
You did it to him right away.
Right away.
Cut and paste that shit.
That's the
exact what did he say to me?
Yep.
Cut and paste.
Like turn that around, like, but it was true. Like I did not want to be with him.
Yeah.
All right, thought I got him out of the way. That was 2 years after the fact. Now, fast forward. Every year, this guy, every year, somehow I would get a text, a Christmas text, an Easter text, a Halloween text. He was always
Halloween text.
Like he was just
Halloween text kills me.
On a special holiday.
Yeah, like he'd always be like whatever in the background. But then it must have been, let's see. We figured out it was 6 years ago. It was 6 years ago. So that would have been how many years after that? So
8 years.
Okay. No, I'm sorry. We figured out it was 6 years after we ended it. So
okay.
6 years after we end it, I get another text from him. Hi, can I see you? Can we please get dinner? There's something I really need to talk to you about.
What?
And I'm thinking to myself, what?
And are you like, how does this guy...
Like, but the way he said it, so I remember texting back, like, if it's...
He's coming out.
Like, what do you mean? First, my thing was like, is there some sort of like, do you have an STD or something that can you just tell me over the phone? Or,
right.
And he's like, no, I would really be like, feel more comfortable telling you in person. Like, it's really important to me. I'm like, finally, he's coming out.
The and dad
I'm
gonna, died, and he's coming out of the closet.
I'm going to have a new gay friend. We're going to go out and party.
Yeah, totally.
I was stoked. I'm like, oh, God. Like, he's going to be so much cooler now that he's gay and he's open.
Right. He's like, going to be so much more fun now that he's gay.
Yeah, like, he was just so surprised. Like,
yeah.
Know? Like, that's why he was probably so detached.
Yes.
So, I tell him I will meet him at a restaurant, and I like gave my, like, I think I had a break. Like it was, I mean, I had an event at work that night. So like, I only had like an hour and a half. So I was,
I'll meet you at the cubby hole.
Yeah. Exactly. So we sit down and this part's actually looking back like sad because I went in there and I was just like, la-di-da-da in one ear and out the other. But what he, and I think I said to him right away, like, or he said to me, so what did you think I was going? Okay. Let me backtrack. He spent that night at dinner pretty much saying to me that he had made a mistake, that I was the best thing that had ever happened to him, that he truly was not ready for a girl like me. He had never been with somebody who was emotionally available and physically available, that the women that he had dated prior were either one or the other, that nobody was just there. Nobody was that present for him where it was either a physical relationship and just about sex or it was he could never have it all. Uh-huh. And I was the first person that was like really available. Like I was there, like I was in it. And he also and I remember he did tell me this during that time, but he did tell me again that right before we started dating, he was dating some other chick and it was going really well. They were together probably like 6 months hanging out all the time and she fucking ghosted him. And it really fucked with his head. Really fucked with his head. Anyway, he's telling me this, and he pretty much says to me again, listen, I just need you to know that I realize that I was not the man that you deserved. I realized that I was not present. I realized that I wasn't really there. He's like, you were with me, but you weren't actually with me because that's not who I am. And I'm like eating my whatever, like my pizza going, cool. Anyway.
Yeah. doesn't matter because
I'm still over you. I'm checking the clock. Okay.
Yeah.
Time's, running out. What, anything else?
Was there anything else you needed?
Is there anything else you needed? So, yeah. Again, for me, it was just like all I heard was exactly what I wanted to hear. You're right. I was the best thing. And
yeah.
Another, you're just trying to get back to me, back with me like you did however many years before in the car.
Of course.
Like, I'm not doing this. I'm not getting back with you. I want nothing to do with you. And I remember him saying at the end, what did you think I was going to tell you? And without like hesitation, I'm like, I thought you were finally coming out, Gabe. And he's like, I just think it's so funny that you think I'm gay. I'm like, I do. And he's like, if I was gay, I would tell you. Like, I wouldn't be hiding it. I'm like, okay, well, I think you're gay. And if you ever do want to come out, you know.
Yeah, I'm ready.
And he would just, like, laugh. Anyway, so that was that dinner.
Oh,
and then,
my God.
You know, another year or two after that, I get flowers sent to my job.
Remember she started getting random bouquets sent to her work? Mm-hmm. That was so strange.
Mm-hmm.
And then we would finally...
I was able
deduce to deduce that it was Gabe.
I figured it out it was Gabe. He sent me like multiple times just mm-hmm. these beautiful bouquets.
Yes.
Then more time would pass. And I would like, you know, enough years passed where I didn't like hate the guy. And if he texts me, like I might text him back, hi, how you doing? Shoot the shit for like a minute and then whatever, I would ignore him for another year.
Uh-huh.
It was just back and forth like that. So fast forward to And that dinner that he told me what he told me was the last time we had actually seen each other in person.
And that was 6 years ago.
That was 6 years ago. Exactly.
Okay.
Fast forward. And, you know, again, I get a text from him, talk to him like last year. Always very casual. Never would ask me if I'm dating. Like very casual. Like, how's the family? How's this? Blah, blah, blah. 10 minutes. Okay, bye. At most.
Text yes. or call.
Mostly Sorry. We text once yeah. in a blue. You I would actually pick up for him. Like he'd call me.
How frequently would he call you? A couple times a year?
I would say once. No, I would say once every like 4 months. Once every 4 or 5 months, and I'd pick up sometimes, sometimes not.
So a couple times a year.
Exactly.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. I know everyone's good at math. Yeah. So like I said, a couple times a year he would call. And then I actually was bored one night, I think during the pandemic. And I remember I called him. We talked for like, I don't know, 20 minutes. Then we text, whatever.
I have a question. Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
So this whole time, is he indicating at all in these brief chats or texts or whatever, if he's like,
in my mind, he's seeing nobody.
Right.
Little did I know he actually is seeing people during, even when I talked to him during, like he was in a full blown relationship. But in my mind, he's been waiting for me the whole time.
Single?
And always ready to mingle, only with me though.
Always ready to mingle. So, I mean, sending the girl flowers, you would definitely not think he's in a relationship.
Yeah, I just thought he was like always waiting for me. I mean, he actually was with people, but still always like had me. Like he always still would think about me, he said. Or like he'd be in Germany. I got a text one time. He was in Germany and he like sent me a text saying, I'm in Germany, but I had a dream about you last night. I just wanted you to know. Okay. Like random shit like that. So
that's kind of hot. Mm. Do I have anyone like that? I need to get one of those.
You just love the German part.
I just
you
like
just
the,
want someone
I just
in
like
Germany
the,
dreaming about you.
No, I just, well, yeah, I do want to be the face of Bavaria, but I also want just to have somebody pining for me that will never get me.
Mm-hmm.
I like that idea.
I liked it too.
Okay, so.
But then.
But he's going to get you.
He's coming to get me.
Way.
Oh, another. Gabe's going to get me. He's going to get me. So, cut to. We were texting here and there around October, November. I think I sent him a happy Thanksgiving text. And then fast forward to the beginning of December. I'll make it very quick. I had a toothache that led to like a tooth abscess that led to my face almost exploding off my body, which led to me being in the hospital. And it was a crazy experience for me. I'd never even been in the emergency room. So to be staying in the hospital with like these IVs in me was like, I was just an emotional wreck and I was alone. And, you know, like I was talking to my friends and I had talked to my family, but it was like the second night I was there.
She wasn't alone because she was like contagious. She wasn't in isolation. She was alone because it was during Corona. Just for the record, she wasn't like isolated like ET where like no one was allowed to come touch her.
It was just like the pandemic, like nobody could be back there. And I just felt really like lonely. And
that sucked. That really sucked.
And like also I'm on like heavy duty, you know, pain medicine,
pain meds.
Being shot, like literally being shot through me. And just like the second night, it's hard to describe and like, I still can't feel like he'll still say to me like, thank God. He will never know why I did it, but I did. For whatever reason, I'm like, I'm going to text Gabe. And I think if I really analyze it and think about it. I wanted to reach out to somebody that I knew without any hesitation would be there for me. And that's how I looked at Gabe. Like, I just knew he was that good of a man.
Yeah.
That he'd be there for me. You know, just a few months prior to this, I was texting him in October, just like whatever bullshit. And it dawned on me during that text conversation, like, this guy was listen, he had his issues, but he was a good man. Like, I brought my cat over to his place. He doesn't even have animals. Like, who says yes to that? And I remember my cat, like, had stomach issues, and he took, like, a way home that was so out of the way because it was less hilly. So he thought it would be better on my cat's stomach. Shit like that, where I'm like, he really was, like, a good guy.
Yeah. Right.
So I just got, like, a little, like, sentimental in the hospital. Like, you know what? I'm going to reach out to Gabe. And I text him, and I was like, how are you doing? What's going on for the weekend? Oh, that's cool. I'm in the hospital. And he's like, what? And sure enough, he called me, and we started talking. And, you know, it was like normal, nothing. I didn't think anything. When I hung up that phone with him that night in the hospital, I still wasn't like, oh my God, I love Gabe again. Like, I never loved him the first time. But it was just like, okay, whatever. He filled whatever I needed that night. Like, I needed some sort of comfort, and he gave it to me. What I didn't expect to happen, and neither did Gabe, because the problem with me, and this is how Gabe felt, he could never actually have me. It's like he would talk to me, and then he would know that I'd be gone again for God knows how long. Like,
yes.
Anytime. Like, he even told me, looking, you know, now that we're together, like, he even said that he would purposely call me at times that he either thought I'd pick up, or he knew, like, everything was methodical with him because he was always trying to get my attention. So I hung up the phone with him that night, but because I was so, like, you know, in bad shape and I had to recover, when I was released from the hospital, I was going to be home recovering for a week. It was during that week that Gabe and I talked every day, because I was home recovering at my parents with nothing to do, and we just would talk.
This is now in
December, yeah. And we talked for hours and hours, and I think the first thing that, like, just wholly blew my mind was how this man remembered every single detail of those 3 months that we were together. Everything. When I say everything, I mean everything. Like, things that I never would have remembered. And I have a really good memory. Like, what I said, what I wore, what I did, like, everything about me, he knew. Everything. And I was like, what? You remember that? He's like, of course I do. I remember everything about us. And that alone was like, oh my God.
Pining. So, there's my person who's pining, Jason.
And I had just, got out of.
Not sitting next to you right now.
No, I had just got out of. Excuse me, guys. This is about me right now. I had just got out of a relationship myself this past summer. Little did I know he had just gotten out of a relationship in, like, October. Now this is, like, December.
Whoa, he moves fast.
No, he was a summer too, but they hooked up again in October. I didn't know.
How long were they
together? 2 years. 2 years.
And yours was 3 or 4?
4. And he had been with, like, lots of other people too, which I'm not going to lie, I'm happy about.
Yeah,
because I think that gave him more experience that he needed during that time. I think that was part of the problem too. I do think he needed a little bit more experience. I think he needed to be with other women to kind of, I don't know, just kind of get
break him in.
So after talking with him, the short version is I started falling in love with him emotionally on the phone. I'm just like, this man is everything I ever wanted and more. I'm just like, wait, he wasn't the same person. He didn't talk the same. He wasn't the same Gabe I remembered. He just wasn't.
Yes.
He said
all the good things were.
He needed
to grow up a little bit.
Yes. Yeah. And he absolutely said all that. He's like, I have changed. I realized everything you said. I knew that when I took you out to dinner that night. Like, I knew that I was detached. I did not give you the best version of me. And I, you know, again, I was, like, kind of testing him. I'm like, listen, are you saying that because you know that I'm the type of girl that, like, would want you to hold my hand maybe for a little bit if we're driving? Or is that, like, you know, are you going to do that because you know I want it? Or are you really that guy that like would want to do it?
Yeah.
And he's like, no, I really am that guy. And that's what's so weird is that I am that guy. I've always been that guy. But for whatever reason, I just was going through something in that time of my life where I was like a shell of a person.
You know what he was going through? Like what?
Or he just didn't have the confidence with women yet.
Yeah, I think you're right. He was definitely with a lot of women after me. Which,
yeah,
I'm happy. I am.
Good.
Like, he needed it.
Yeah, he needed it.
He needed it. Like, mm-hmm. He definitely hooked up a lot, which I'm like, good, because if it made him who he is today and I have him, great.
Yeah.
So.
He's been I saw him be affectionate with you at the house.
Oh, you know? Oh, wait.
Like,
what do you mean?
Sweet and
always.
Like, kissing her.
Constant.
And, yeah.
He would but that's what I'm saying. He would never have done that 11 and a half years ago, yeah. Ever.
But he probably was insecure. He was with this, like, young 30-year-old mm-hmm. girl. Yeah. To make a move is, you have to have the confidence with women. And maybe he just didn't at that point in time.
I think you're absolutely right. I do. I think that's why I said, I'm like, I'm happy that he had that experience. He needed that experience. And, yeah, so we talked for that week. And my big thing was I going to be, once I hook up with somebody and it ends, I've never been able to then hook up with them again, because once I'm like over it, I'm over it. Like, I don't look at them the same. I can't hook up with them again. I've never like hooked up.
But this was a totally new person.
Emotionally. But I was still worried that if I were to see him, would I be able to physically be with him? I didn't know. That's what scared me the most. And I was honest. Like, I told him that, like, I'm emotionally falling in love with you. But I've never been able to go back down that road with anyone I've ever previously been with.
He's like, are you fucking kidding? I've gotten
you know,
so far.
You know what all he would tell me over and over again, all he would say is, I am never going to pressure you. Promise me two things. One, he'd always say to me every night when we hang up the phone, promise me you'll be here tomorrow, which was so sweet. Because he was still always afraid that, like, he wouldn't hear from me again. Because I always would, like, and two, just promise me you'll keep an open mind. He goes, I waited 11 years. I can wait a lot longer. Mm-hmm.
So sweet.
I know.
He's a great dude.
Dude, he's the best. So.
Or he's a psychopathic murderer.
Like, yeah, that could be.
One of the two.
But we're going to find out.
We're going to find out
soon enough.
Soon enough. So he was going to Chicago on December 19th, that following week. And that's actually my birthday. So I made a comment like, I'm surprised you didn't ask me to go with you to Chicago. And he's like, actually, I wanted to, but I thought you thought I would be crazy to ask you. And I'm like, I don't think that's crazy. I'm like, it's my birthday and I've never been to Chicago. And it's not like I don't know you. So after not seeing each other in person for
For
6 years.
Oh my God.
We had not seen each other face to face. 6 years. We had not been together for 11 and a half years. He met me at my place and picked me up for the airport. And we got on a plane and flew to Chicago.
That's crazy.
I made it very clear to him that obviously do not expect anything. That this was, I friend zoned the shit out of him. Like,
right.
When I friend zone the shit out of him, I mean, like, friend zone the shit out of him. To the point that the first night we were in Chicago, he said to me that, I just want you to know that if anything is going to happen with us, it's going to need to be you. You're going to need to make the first move. And I'm only telling you this because I don't want you to think I don't want that. But I don't want you to question if you don't. I don't want you to question me because I'm not making a move on you. But I just want you to know that I respect everything you said. So it has to be you. That's all I'm going to say. And I was like, yeah. Meanwhile, I'm like, don't worry. It's not happening. Like,
right.
Why are you so confident about the friend zone at this point? Because this is now you've said you've been talking to him and you're emotionally falling in love with him again.
But now.
Conversations or.
Yes. Emotionally, I fell in love with him. But like, you know. Now, so I see him in person and it felt very natural. It's like, it was like where we left off. It was totally fine. We flew to Chicago, you know, nothing like, you know, I actually told him that like I get a little nervous sometimes during takeoff. He like reached over and he held my hand. That was it. like, didn't try anything, didn't do anything. But once we got to the hotel, that's when he said what he said. Like, he didn't want me to think he wasn't interested in me. He just wanted me to know that he'd always respect my wishes. So in my mind, that first night, I'm still like, okay, well, you don't have to worry about that because nothing's happening. I mean, we fell asleep in the same bed that night. Nothing happened. And then the second night is when he has the song dedication to me. And
oh, yeah. So they go to see this musician, performer that he knows. And the guy's on stage.
And he's like, this song is for Shara. Shara, this one's for you. And I'm like, wait, what? And it's this like beautiful song about pretty much this guy that will go to the ends of the earth for this chick. Like, I'll die for you. I'll do this for you. And I'm just sitting there in the audience, like everyone's looking at me.
Because he's like pointed you out, like with a light.
Yeah, we're in the first row.
Jason, the flashlight.
Yeah, the spotlight.
You know,
it was insane, and I'm just like, oh my god, this is crazy. And then, yeah, I think it was that night that the next thing I know, I'm just like throwing myself at him at the table, like making out with him, and yeah, that was that.
And now, cut to today, present day.
So how long ago? This is now 7 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
8 months ago, almost.
Yeah.
8 months already?
Seven months. It was 7 months on the 5th. Yeah.
Oh, my God. That's a long time.
Mm-hmm. Crazy, right?
You guys are basically living together.
Well, when you came back from Chicago, it was just like full speed ahead then, right?
By the way, can I tell you guys something funny? Well, I don't know how much my brother will appreciate this, but I even made, like, because I didn't, I guess I was nervous too, like, I think I was still trying to like downplay my own feelings. So I was like, all right, you know what? I can't let anything happen physically. I just can't. Like when we go to Chicago.
Right.
So I told my friends, I was like, you know what? I'm not going to shave because if I don't shave, then nothing can happen.
Oh my God. That's the worst mistake that so many people make.
I'm like, I'm not going to.
That's a thing?
Oh my God. You've never heard of that, Jason?
Well, actually, it was funny because I had my period. And I was like, I told my friend Angela, I was like, you know, it sucks. I had my period, but I can't even use that because, like, obviously I've had sex with him on my period already. So the next thing is like, okay, I didn't shave because he doesn't care if I have my period. So
why would he care if you? Why would a guy care if you haven't shaved?
If he doesn't care,
exactly. Of course he doesn't. But in my sick head, like I can't. Like I don't like that. The one night, obviously, where it's about to happen, I'm like, you know, a little tipsy at this point. And Gabe will tell you because I don't remember saying this, but he go, you know, we start, and then I stop him and I tell him like, oh no, I don't. And he's like, do you really think I care? And then he said, I looked at him and I'm like, is this the kind of hotel you can shave at?
Oh my God, stop it.
That was my big line. So he always says that. He's like, is this the kind of place you can shave at? Is this the kind of house you can shave at?
Yeah, oh
that's what I said.
That is amazing.
Oh my God.
So now it's been 7 months and I'm really happy. I'm so grateful. You know, everything worked out the way it was supposed to. I'm so great.
What an amazing love story, though.
This episode of Third Wheel is brought to you by Huggies Special Delivery Diapers. I've talked about this before on the show, or maybe I haven't. Maybe I've just implied it. But all of you moms know that having a newborn in your house is a huge change. Something that really helped me when I first had Sid was having help, making Jason do a lot of it. I find that, like, moms that try to tackle this all by themselves always burn out fast. You need to have a partner that is an equal partner. Don't have a baby with anybody that you don't think is ready and willing to do half the work with you. Something that also helped me was finding a product that I felt confident in, that I could leave the house with. And Huggies Special Delivery Diapers, they're amazing. We used Huggies. We didn't use any of those fancy celebrity diapers with like mustaches on them. I mean, anchors, whatever. They were cute, but they honestly just don't work as well. No offense to anybody. Huggies are soft. They're made responsibly. They're sourced with 20% plant-based materials by weight that are ideal for a baby's skin. They're clinically proven hypoallergenic They also have a 100% breathable outer cover and a fast absorbing liner, which is a true game changer. If you've ever changed a diaper, you know that you need that. Also, FYI, for traveling, you really want to make sure you're in a diaper that you trust. That's all I'm going to say. Big fan of Huggies special delivery diapers. If you guys haven't tried them, you should definitely check them out. Huggies, we got you, baby. Learn more on Huggies.com.
Hey, everyone. This is Heather Dubrow, and do I have some exciting news for you. We are launching a variety of new episodes that are going to have amazing special guests, some of my close friends, and so much more. It's going to be really fun, and we're going to get to hear from fans, new friends, and get an inside look of my world. We're really excited for you to listen and join in for Heather Dubrow's World on Podcast One. Episodes drop on Thursdays and Fridays. Tune in on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sissy, I want to continue with the story, but before I do, I want to tell you one funny fact.
Yes.
This episode of Third Wheel is brought to you by Huggies.
Stop it.
I swear to God.
No, it is not.
Jason, I swear.
Come on.
I swear to God.
No, you got it.
Can we tell you guys why that is ironic? Sissy, go ahead.
I made my national debut at 2 years old.
National television debut.
My national television debut. Thank you, brother. When I starred in my first Huggies commercial, my first and only, I should say. But yes, I
we
was.
We have a star of a Huggies commercial on the podcast that Huggies is sponsoring.
Huggies, I loved working with you. Thank you for the opportunity. I still have the video. It's quite cheap. I do.
She made millions.
Made millions.
Do you think Gabe's just after your Huggies?
That's what I worry about.
Is Gabe after you for your Huggies money?
You know, I made the mistake of telling him during that first, you know, the first, we call it part one. We refer to those first 3 months as part one. So during part one, I did tell him, I don't think so. Gabe does quite well for himself. But again, we're talking national.
Huggies.
Yeah, Huggies. Huggies.
Huggies. And this is in the 80s when you could make a shit ton off of a national.
Exactly. I believe. Yeah. So, you know, there's that.
But, that complicates things for sure. Certainly.
But you know what? No, I think he's a real deal. I found the real deal. And just to kind of wrap up what I was saying, I'm so grateful that, you know, I ended up getting that tooth pulled that caused me that problem. And Gabe always says, that is the best thing. Like, thank God you lost that tooth. Like, that tooth, like, brought you to me.
Yeah.
And he's right. Like, if I didn't have that chunk of time to just allow myself to give him the time or day and get to, like, talk to him and just get to know him because he had changed so much, I would still be blowing him off.
Yes.
And I'd be missing out on, honestly, like the best thing that's ever happened to me. Like our relationship is like nothing I've ever had.
It's so sweet.
Like he's just such a good person. He's so good to me. We get along so good. Like he's my best friend. And we talk and laugh about everything in part one. We can like be serious and like talk about, you know, again, the real things, like why he was detached, or, you know, he told me how he felt like I was the typical teacher. Like I kept my mouth shut. And then one day I was like, and you got this wrong on your test. So that was interesting for me to hear, like the way I went about it, because he felt like it was like all of a sudden now he was being graded out of nowhere and he failed. You know, he told me that he honestly heard that night that I was breaking up with him, that I was so upset about all these things that he just, again, talk about him being insecure. He looked at it like,
yeah, he was too insecure to deal with you back then.
Yeah,
for sure.
And
he needed some more life experience.
For sure. And listen, in hindsight, I'm sure I wasn't like, Gabe, listen, I'm sure I was like, you know what? You don't even touch me when we're driving in the car and you can't even, you know, kiss me.
Yeah, for sure.
So, I mean, listen, there's no doubt I was like some crazy bitch. And I'm sure he was like, I'm not making her happy. Oh my gosh, she's breaking up with me. Okay, yes. So sorry.
Yeah. Sorry to have bothered you, ma'am.
Yeah. Because when I said to him, like, you know, I can't believe you. Like,
let me walk out the door.
Yeah. And he's like, what do you mean? You ended it. You called me that night and said all the things. And I'm like, yeah, but I didn't want to end it. I was just wanting you to change.
It was called a test.
Yeah. And you fucking failed. Thank God you studied up again. And
right.
And thank God you were able to take it again. Like your driver's test. Thank God you got
you took it again.
Yeah.
Yes.
But man, yeah. But you know what we both do say all the time, and this is the honest truth. We wouldn't change anything. It had to have. It was never going to be the right time for either one of us.
That is wild, because so many people probably would say, God, we wasted so much time with so many other people.
Nope.
But you guys really
believe that.
Wow.
Gabe will say all the time, like, I'll make a comment or a reference like, oh, well, and he's like, no, we couldn't have. We wouldn't have worked then. This is when we work. We needed that time. And he's right.
Well, I always say that if I met Jason in high school, I would have been like, ew. So I do get that. I do get that on some level. I guess in closing, what would you say to people out there who maybe have somebody that they're either pining? If you're pining for me, come find me. I want to hear all about it. No, but somebody who has somebody they're pining for, or somebody who broke up with somebody that they feel isn't right for them, but maybe, it wasn't completely on their terms.
I would say if there's somebody out there that you think about and it feels like it just, that the door isn't officially closed, that there's a reason that maybe you should have that person still in your life or contact them or, that it just doesn't feel done. Like something is still, you still think about them in that way. Like, I don't feel like I have that closure. Maybe we were meant to be. Maybe it wasn't the right time. Mm-hmm. My biggest advice would be try your best to get in contact with them and allow yourself the time. And hopefully, they do the same. That's the biggest thing. Like, I never allowed Gabe the time to actually just talk to me. I was so quick to just be like, okay, Gabe, anyway, you're doing good. Okay, can I call you back? And I blow him off and not call him back.
Wow.
So like, yeah.
Hear people out.
Sometimes I feel like, again, people change. People do change. And, and you have to remember too, this is somebody, the biggest piece to remember is when we were together the first in part one, we did have fun. We did enjoy each other. We were in many ways compatible. There were things that I wasn't happy with, but this was somebody that clearly, there were more positives than negatives. So
yes,
I think that's something to keep in mind too. So if you have that person out there that, again, it was good, but maybe there was just a few things that didn't work that clearly somebody could be different now. Yeah. I say fucking explore it, man. You never know.
You never know. It's so true. So there's one question, I feel like one burning question in Jason's mind. And that is, does Gabe have the kind of, let's just say, space that your ex-boyfriend's house had
to
store all of his mid-century furniture? Let's transfer straight to Gabe's. Yeah. Does he have storage where we can store stuff? That's really
what we need to know. He's got 4 or 5 bedrooms and there's 2 of us. So
wondrous.
Yes. Yeah, so he's wondrous. A keeper. He's a keeper.
As another ex-boyfriend.
Yeah.
As wondrous. A third ex-boyfriend would say, wondrous.
Wondrous. Oh my God, guys.
Shasha, we love you. We're
love
so happy
you
for you and Gabe.
Thank you.
Thank you for doing the podcast.
I'm so happy. It means so much that you guys love him.
Me too. I'm so happy, and it's such a beautiful love story.
Love you guys.
Love you.
Dunkin' cold coffee can be brewed at home in your Keurig coffee maker with Dunkin' cold K-Cup pods. Just brew it hot over ice and enjoy flavor that's crafted to serve cold. The home with Dunkin' is where you want to be.
The legend of Cayman Jack is just around the corner. Mixed with blue agave nectar, real lime juice, and cane sugar for the perfect balance of sweet, salty, and sour every time. Discover legendary taste with Cayman Jack, America's number one margarita.
premium flavored malt beverage. Please drink responsibly. All registered trademarks used under license by American Vintage Beverage Company, Chicago, Illinois.